So we continue today in Simon Tzadik Beis Sif Ches. Shulchan Aruch writes, Hamashdin lo yispalel, at sheyishke de hiluch talar amos, talar hiluch arba amos, mishun nitzotzos. If a person urinated, they should wait to daven until the amount of time that it takes to walk talar amos, the amount of time that it takes to walk 6 feet, in order to ensure that there are no droplets of urine that are still exiting the body. He says, "Vahamispada lo yashin atchiyish shekede hiluch arba amos, shekol arba amos tulos or shigura befiv rachushi merachashin sefase." Similarly, if one has to go ahead and urinate, so one should go ahead and make sure to walk at least dalet amos away from the place where one was davening, because the assumption is that for dalet amos, one is still uttering the words of tefillah, and of course, again, and of course, we don't want someone uttering the words of tefillah while urinating. Halacha tes. Harokik lo yispala ach yisha arba amos. So if somebody goes ahead and spits, they should wait again the amount of time that it takes to walk the laramis prior to davening. Hamispala lo yorok ach yisha arba amos. Similarly, if somebody is davening, they should wait from the time they stop davening until they spit, they expel the spit from their mouth, they should wait the amount of time that it takes to walk dalet amos. V'dafka l'ritzono. This is only if one is spitting, literally l'ritzono, in according to his will, meaning voluntarily. Aval nizdamin lo rok mutter. But if again it turns out that one finds their mouth filled with spittle or with phlegm, it is permitted to go ahead and cough it up, cough it out of the body, even without waiting dalet amos. Halacha yud. It is good to give charity prior to davening in the morning. So then Mishnah Berurah comments on this. He says, Tefillah ksiv kon lamidvav, dechsiv ani b'tzedek echazeh panecha. Because the pasuk says, I will see your face in righteousness. Ubeheze kihilos kidoshos niskaina minag litein tztaka, kishemagiach la'apasuk va'usher va'akav, v'ata moshel bakol. So in some kihilos, some congregations, they have a beautiful custom to go ahead and when they get to the pasuk of va'usher va'ata moshel, referring to the wealth, the strength, and God, you rule over everything, to give tzedakah. V'yishma komo shenogin l'kabit tzedakah b'iz kriyasa Torah, v'ushol gahogin. D'mevatan aydei zem l'shma kriyasa Torah v'in yani yaz baruchu. There are some kilos where they collect tzedakah during laning, but the Mishnah Berurah says this is not appropriate because it takes away people's concentration from kriyas HaTorah. Sif ka'in tzadik gimel. Yisha adam sha achas kodim shiyakum nisbalo, kadei shiyachavim libo lamakom, v'sha achas achar hatfila, shlotei niras alav kemasei shememar latzeis min hatfila. It's a very interesting halacha that one should prepare themselves for 1 hour prior to davening, and then one, in order that one has right kavana, and one should go ahead and literally tarry for 1 hour after davening, in order that it not look that one is simply running away after one has discharged their obligation. So the Mishnah Berurah comments on this. He says that this is for the chassidim, this is for the exceptionally righteous individuals. However, for what he calls regular people, he says ulushar am is in sifkon aleph ulushar am. It's enough if you just go ahead and give yourself even a few moments to be able to prepare and enter into davening. See, he says, this would be the amount of time that it would take to walk 8 tefachim. So the idea over here is that one should not just simply launch into davening, rather one should take a little bit of time to prepare themselves for the process. Sif beis. Lo yamo vispale ala be'ima v'hachno, lo mitoch schok v'kalus rosh udvarim b'teilim v'lo mitoch kas. A person should only get up to daven with a sense of trepidation and humility, but not from a sense of levity or lightheadedness or foolish things, and certainly not when one is angry. Ela mitoch simcha. Rather, one should go ahead and get up to daven from a sense of simcha, kegon divrei tanchumin shel Torah. For example, again, that one should get up to daven after having learned, because it's the words of Torah that will give a person a sense of simcha. Samach l'geulas Mitzrayim, kegon divrei tanchumin shel Torah. Samach l'geulas Mitzrayim, of samach l'tiel David, shekasav bo ritzon yirei abi aseh, shomer Hashem es kalo ahavav. So the Mishnah Berurah here just gives different examples of different types of Torah that have the ability to go ahead and make a person happy. If you look at Sif Kotin Gimel, the Mishnah Berurah, Be'ima v'achno, Shnei Amar, Ivdu es Hashem b'yira, Hainu hatfila shilom makom avoda, Asu osabira lo mitoch. Rotzonar de mitzvah menalof chashe omder el mitoch ema vachno. Al kevan de im kolach yachol izar lachnis vli vachno ve ema al kaparim lo yispal mitoch schok el mitoch simcha shal mitzvah. So the Mishnah Berurah comments: it could be that many people are not capable of reaching the level of ema and yiro, or reaching the level of humility that the halacha truly desires. But at least the person should not enter into tefillah from a light-headed perspective. Let's take a look at Sif Gimel. Ein omdin lehispal lo mitoch din v'lo mitoch halacha shloi hei libo torid lo. One should not go ahead and begin to daven after one has been actively involved in intricate matters of law, because one will be preoccupied with discussing or thinking about these matters. Elo mitoch halacha psuka. Rather, one should only daven after having been involved in what the Shulchan Aruch calls halacha psuka, which is straightforward halacha. Hago v'hainu nami kimo mitoch simcha ki pekudi Hashem yisharei misamchei leib. So the idea that over here the Shulchan Aruch is saying is that although one should learn before davening in order to put one in a state of simcha, but it can't be the type of learning that's going to create a mental preoccupation the entire time. Rather, one should learn something that is straightforward. This way, one will not be distracted during tefillah. So the Mishnah Berurah comments on this. He says, "She'esef katan hei psuka she'in ba'iyun v'lo machlokes." You shall learn a piece of halacha, piece of Torah that there's not too much depth and there's not machlokes. Kedei shlo yitareit ayidei zeh b'tefillah. So the idea, however, is if a person is in the middle of a significant sugya, person should still stop what it is that they're doing and should daven with the tzibur. Finally, Sif Dali the Shulchan Aruch writes, "Osik b'tzarchei tzibur ki osik b'torah dami." One who is involved in communal matters, it is as if he is actively involved in Torah. Perish le'inyan la'amod mitocho lehispalo. What this means is to go ahead and literally stop what he's doing in order to go ahead in daven. Shegam ze simcha hi lo shosik b'tzarchei tzibur. The idea is that being involved in matters of the community prior to tefillah is considered to be appropriate, because it is considered to be something that engenders a sense of simcha, a sense of happiness, just like Talmud Torah V'yesh Mefarshim, Dehainu le'inyan de'ino tzarach lifsok le'ispalo. And again, this is all assuming, says the Shulchan Aruch, that one would not have to go ahead and stop their davening in the middle to deal with some kind of communal matter, because if that were to be the case, then it would obviously be better for one not to start it before davening. So the Mishnah Berurah comments over here. He says in Sif Katan Vav le'inyan la'amod ubevachi doma lahalacha psuka shlo yehi badover shel tirda umikol makom in levatal tefillas atzibur mishum zeh choshken imtzar shavas. So the idea over here is that it should be like halacha psuka, in other words, something that is straightforward, so to speak. It's something that's not too overwhelming. Therefore, halacha l'maaseh, again, shows you an incredible insight into the importance of getting involved in tzarchei tzibur, that literally doing tzarchei tzibur matters of the community prior to davening has the equivalent of ultimately Talmud Torah, which creates a simcha that lays the foundation for a proper tefillah experience. But say we will stop over here. Mir Tashem will pick up a tzadik dalet tomorrow. Wishing everyone a wonderful evening.